online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
And we start today with some good news. If you take the train, rail companies are going to trial a new way of selling tickets to make sure passengers are getting the cheapest fares. It's going to be brought in on selective routes from May and means you won't need to split a journey to save money. Here's the finance expert Martin Lewis. He says it's about time more was done to help commuters.
Now, if a website like mine can build the tool to find the cheap split tickets for you, surely the big rail companies have the capability to do so, as they've got the raw data we don't have.
He also says there's too many options and ticketing systems need to be made clearer. These commuters agree.
There's a lot of restrictions on timings of travel.
I'm always quite shocked by the prices of it. I mean, often much more expensive than airlines and things like that.
It becomes very complicated. Whenever you go to the machine, you don't know what's the best option for you.
KMFM News.
A van driver's been seriously injured after being hit by a car on the A2. It happened as he went to help a motorcyclist involved in another crash. Police and ambulance crews were called to the slip road on the M25 near Dartford last night. A man's been arrested after a police appeal to find whoever threw a beer can at a woman in Deal. The 24-year-old from Medway was left partially blind after it hit her in the face on New Year's Eve. The 20-year-old from the town handed himself in after seeing her speak out about the attack. He's now in custody. Over at Kent Online this lunchtime, you can read more about a police operation currently taking place by the River Medway. It's in the same spot in Rochester where teams have been searching for a man who reportedly jumped from the M2 bridge last weekend. Witnesses say something has been pulled from the water.
This is KMFM.
Now, police targeting gangs from London who come to Kent to sell drugs have raided a house in Sheerness this morning. There's also going to be extra officers with dogs in the town centre and on trains to and from the Isle of Sheppey. Acting Inspector Tom Mepstead is from Kent Police.
We know that London authorities are buying housing stock in the area and a lot of their residents are moving down here. So with that comes new faces, new challenges. And we're dealing with those head on and we're getting to know who's who.
Well, last month, 18 people were charged as part of an operation to crack down on the supply of Class A drugs on the island. MPs are debating how Britain will start the Brexit process. The Prime Minister wants to get going by the end of next month, but Parliament still has to approve her plans. We're expecting a vote on whether to trigger Article 50 at around 7 tonight. A man who tricked a Tunbridge Wells pensioner into handing over almost £40,000 has been jailed for 18 months. 29-year-old Shahin Adin from East London pretended to be from the woman's bank to get hold of the money. He denied any involvement in the scam but was found guilty by a jury. CCTV has been released after a man was left with a fractured skull following an attack in Dover. The 28-year-old was taken to hospital after it happened in Sheraday Road on January 13th. We've tweeted the image of a man police want to speak to. We are at KMFM News. A petition's been set up calling for Canterbury Council to scrap plans to revamp the High Street. Campaigners want to see the money spent on night shelters for homeless people instead. Around £640,000 has been set aside for new lighting, Wi-Fi and an event space. Harry Stanton set up the petition.
The arrangement at the moment is only over the cold months. They have to visit various different church halls each night. We'd like to see one permanent centre throughout the year.
And drivers apparently waste an average of nearly 4 days a year trying to find a parking space. A study out today has found those in London normally spend around 8 minutes searching every time. That's the latest news this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now, starting with two new signings at Gillingham.
Well, yes, head coach Adrian Pennock signed Bournemouth duo Harry Cornick and Joe Quigley just an hour before the transfer window closed last night. They'll be at Priestfield on loan until the end of the season. Another player swapping the South Coast club for Kent is Jake McCarthy, who signed for Maidstone United. In other news, and a Paralympic archer who trained in Kent before competing at the Rio Games is encouraging people to take up the sport. Tanya Nadaraja was left paralysed following a motorbike crash in 2009. The 36-year-old got involved in archery in 2014. A year later, she was picked for Team GB. She says anyone can do it.
Everyone can have a go at archery. I mean, there's even visually impaired archery. So even perfect vision is not a prerequisite for doing the sport. So I love the inclusive nature of it.
Thank you, Joe. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.